USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Searchers are continuing to work to find survivors in the rubble of a 12-story condo high-rise that collapsed 3 days ago near Miami Beach. Over 156 people remain unaccounted for, and at least 5 people have died in the collapse. According to AAA, close to 48 million Americans will be taking a trip over the 4th of July holiday. That is a 40% increase from last year. This comes as airlines, including Southwest and American, are scrambling to keep up with the high demand, both airlines having to cancel flights due to lack of planes. Henry Hartevelt is an airline analyst. He tells CBS News,
"The airlines were caught with their pants down. They scheduled too many flights, and they didn't have enough people ready to operate the flights, operate the airports, and the companies that they work with were short, too."
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is "For Vets by Vets." I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you. Go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
President Biden walked back comments tying the fate of a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure agreement to a separate Democratic effort to pass a broad anti-poverty plan, recommitting to the bipartisan deal after Republicans threatened to withdraw their support. House Minority Leader from California, one of those, he reacts to that bipartisan infrastructure package and how everyday Americans will see the effects of President Biden's budget proposal on their wallets.
Any economist will tell you adding $5 trillion into this economy not only will break it, it'll cause greater inflation that causes the greatest tax increase on really those that are least deserving. Those that have the least amount of money will be charged the most.
5 people are dead after a hot air balloon crash in New Mexico. The balloon crashed into a power line in Albuquerque, causing it to catch fire before the basket plunged to the ground. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Georgia's top cop is reacting to a lawsuit filed against his state.
The Department of Justice has announced a lawsuit against the state of Georgia over its recently passed election reform law. The department alleges the measure unfairly restricts black Georgians' right to vote. But Georgia's attorney general says the suit is a campaign flyer instead of an action to uphold federal law. Chris Carr tells Fox News that the state's law actually expands voter access.
The United States Department of Justice is playing politics. They're not trying to uphold the law. And this action that they filed, this blatantly political action that they filed, is factually, legally, and constitutionally wrong. Anybody who actually takes the time to read the Georgia law sees that it strengthens security, it expands access, and it improves transparency in Georgia's elections.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Pacific Northwest is sweltering in record-setting heat. Portland, Oregon, setting an all-time record high of 108 degrees on Saturday, shattering the previous record of 102 for that day. History also being made in Seattle, where the airport temperature hit 102 degrees, smashing the previous June record of 96. Forecasters warn Seattle could hit 106 on Monday. Washington, Oregon, and parts of Idaho and California are under excessive heat warnings through the weekend and into early next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.